many books, including The Supremacists, The Flip Side of Feminism, Turbo Reader, and the revealing new book, No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
I've told you in previous broadcasts about some of the zero-tolerance nonsense that has caused punishment for mostly boys in elementary school for actions that should not have been punished. But now one school has carried this zero-tolerance so far that it isn't even safe to talk about guns. The father of a middle schooler in Calvary County, Maryland, says his 11-year-old son was suspended for 10 days for merely talking about guns on the bus ride home after school. This sixth grader at Northern Middle School was talking with friends about the Sandy Hook Elementary School massacre when the bus driver hauled him back to school to be questioned by the principal. The father said in an interview that the principal told him that with what happened at Sandy Hook, if you say the word gun in my school, you are going to get suspended for 10 days. So what did the boy say? According to the father, the boy neither threatened nor bullied anyone. He said, "I wish I had a gun to protect everyone." He wanted to defeat the bad guys. The boy was questioned by the principal and a sheriff's deputy, who also wanted to search the family's home without a warrant. He started asking the father if he had firearms. The principal did not respond to calls or emails seeking comment. The boy's suspension was later reduced to 1 day. Another incident in Anne Arundel County, Maryland, is zero tolerance that leaves you not knowing whether to laugh or cry. A 7-year-old boy was suspended for 2 days for biting a pastry into the shape of a gun. His family had to hire an attorney to expunge the suspension from the boy's school record. In this case, the NRA got into the act by presenting the kid with a lifetime membership in the National Rifle Association.
Surveys show liberal professors outnumber conservative professors on college campuses by 10 to 1. At the Eagle Forum Collegian Summit in Washington, D.C. on July 18 and 19, outstanding conservative leaders would equip students with moral and intellectual defenses to challenge left-wing ideology. The conference is free to students who register in advance at eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Whew. Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. free memberships, and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back. As liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
All right. I believe we're done jamming.
Lord knows they'll try.
There we go. All right. Welcome back, folks. I'm your host, Ryan Brooks, filling in for John Stadmiller. I host The Sound of Freedom Saturday nights here at RBN from 10 to midnight Central Time. We're talking about veterans tonight, and I have Mike in Minnesota, Barb in Florida, Craig in Canada, and James in Idaho. I'm going to get to all you guys here in just a second. I want to make sure I clear up my numbers here. Talking with a couple of folks during that last segment, I was a little bumbled up here with notes and papers and articles. I wanted to make sure you folks know that over the past 11 years, narcotic prescriptions are up 259% at the VA. That's according to CBS News in an article entitled Veterans Dying from Overmedication, October 10th, 2013 by Jim Axelrod. Also in that report, CBS found that veterans are dying of accidental narcotic overdoses at 33% higher rate than non-veterans. And if you keep up with the fact that now in the U.S., more Americans die every year from over-medication, from accidental narcotic overdoses, if you will, than car accidents, that is an incredibly huge number. Veterans are dying of accidental narcotic overdoses at a 33% higher rate than non-veterans. And last but not least, I want to make sure I have this correct here. I really encourage, if you've never heard this stuff, please look into it. Don't take my word for it. According to the International Business Times in November 2013, 900,000 servicemen and women had been treated at the Department of Veterans Affairs, the VA hospitals, and clinics since returning from war zones in Iraq and Afghanistan. And oh, by the way, the VA has stopped reporting those numbers as of 2012. Yeah. Pretty hard stuff. So why are veterans killing themselves? What do you think? Or what would you say to veterans? 800-313-9443. I want to read an email I have from a listener. You folks can send me emails live on the air at thesoundoffreedom@hushmail.com if you want me to just get a statement out there. But Lynn in Washington says, to discourage kids from signing up, show them documents and stories and videos about what's happening to our boys when they come back. Topics like I cover on my show. Keep such info on your person. When out and about among the general populace where opportunities to discuss such matters might present themselves. Great idea there, Lynn, and thank you, as always, for the email. The Sound of Freedom at Hushmail.com, folks, if you want to get involved that way. Let's go back to Mike in Minnesota, and then we'll run down to Barb, Craig, James, and Jonathan. Mike, thanks for holding. Go ahead, man. Just kind of take it where you want to here. I know you had kind of a prepared piece that you wanted to...
pick up where I left off. And then there's the troops, veteran suicides due to the pills that we're pumping into them in too many deployments. And these pills have a horrible track record for causing suicides. They're called SSRIs. Mm-hmm. And then they use the SSRI angle when they come back, not only to say, well, you're mentally incompetent because you've been on these pills, now you can't own a firearm.
Exactly.
And then the ultimate insult, after all that they've suffered already, they tell them that, well, you're mentally deficient, you can't own a firearm, and then they call them a terrorist. They call them the very thing that they supposedly were hoodwinked into believing, and especially, I'm sorry to say, the Marine Corps are like five times probably more brainwashed at boot camp than you know, a regular army. And so, they buy this whole lie like as though it's the gospel itself down to their bones. I mean, to try to reintroduce them to the truth after all that they've been through, they're more likely to rip your eyes out than to listen. And that's a sad thing. And
I agree.
You know, and then you got... the whole deal with the war was to prop up the U.S. dollar and to keep the oil flowing. I mean, Saddam, he had a viable product, and the dollar's not worth nothing. He wanted gold or euros. That is the real reason for that war. It had nothing to do with his involvement, terrorism, or anything else. He refused to take a phony piece of paper for something that was actually real. Oil.
And what I want to say on top of what you're saying here, Mike, I'm with you, but from my own experience dealing with guys that I served with, you better believe I don't have too many of them that think too highly of me anymore. And it's for that very reason, the thing you're bringing up. They don't want to hear it. They don't want to know it. They think I've gone rogue and I'm some type of crazy person that they're warned about in their safety briefings on Fridays. Don't end up like that Sergeant Brooks guy because he's, you know.
It's the hardest thing to, after everything you've been through, it's the hardest thing to accept because you've been through all of this. You watch how many buddies die, how many buddies got maimed, and to try to accept the fact that this was all perpetrated on a lie, that you've been duped. That's not an easy thing.
Also, Mike, I cannot tell you how many guys I met who said, I asked them, why'd you join? And they say, well, it's because I always wanted to be a G.I. Joe growing up. I mean, the psychological conditioning, the social engineering aspect of it, the G.I. Joes, all of this war action hero troop worship. It's generational, like the gentleman who called in the first hour, generation after generation after generation. And then the kids, most of these kids who are joining, like myself, have no economic opportunity. They're involved in drugs. They have no future. They think, well, it's a good way to, step my game up. I'm going to be a little bit better than the average American. I'm going to go fight for what we have here. I'm going to get out of the slum. I'm going to see the world. I'm going to get a good paycheck. And that, to me, is just so cold-hearted and sad to know how many of those people are serving. Want to say, hey, you're a traitor. You are selling out. You are being used as a pawn. Henry Kissinger calls you straight up an animal. You don't want to say that to these poor people, and they don't want to know. And there we see veterans, the number one most likely Americans to kill themselves. Mike, great stuff. Thank you for the call. Anything else that you want to add here before I let you go?
In all honesty, I think the last true war that wasn't perpetrated on a lie that we fought was the Revolutionary War. Everything after that was all based on a lie.
I'd agree with you there. As General Smedley Butler said it best, all wars are bankers' wars, and we've got to admit that to ourselves so we can then go out and at least make sure that our kids, our families, know the truth about what happens when you join the military. So,
right.
Mike, I got to let you go.
It's
great hearing from you.
There you go.
Mike, take care. Great stuff, and call me more often, huh? All right, let's go to Bob. Bob. I'm used to old callers here. Barb in Florida. Barb, thank you so much for holding. You got a couple of minutes here. Thank you.
Okay, I'll try to be brief. The website is www.stopveteransuicides.com. And this was an interview with Dr. Mark Miller, M-I-L-L-A-R. And he says that there's a mineral that will help them Now I'm getting a senior moment here.
That's all right. Stopsuicides.com, you said, is the website?
Lithium orotate.
Yes.
Now, my point is, don't go to the hospital. Don't go to the VA. Go to your health food store. You're safer there. Remember,
Absolutely.
Dr. Whitaker, he wrote his book, Medicines, S-I-N-S. He said, remember, doctors and butchers both wear white coats.
Barb, I got to hold you just because we're going to break already, but thank you. Great points. StopSuicide.com, and I agree with you. They want you to go to the VA and tell them you're feeling down and depressed, so then they have an excuse to take your guns and put you on SSRIs. Great points. Folks, we've got to take a break, but I'm going to get to Craig, James, and Jonathan when we come back. You're listening to the National Intel Report. I'm your guest host, Ryan Brooks. This is the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay with us.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Do you have a product or service that you'd like to advertise on the Republic Broadcasting Network? Do you want to support one of the original truth radio networks in existence while getting your company heard across the globe? Right now, RBN is having a holiday special on all of our advertising packages and providing free commercial production to get you started. Call 800-724-2719, extension 111 today. That's 800-724-2719, extension 111, or email powers@republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you prepared? Really, are you prepared? Times aren't getting any better. Everything everywhere is getting tighter. Time for you to look out for the ones you care about. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has everything you need for any event that might come your way. First aid kits, camping gear, training books, self-defense equipment, long shelf life, GMO-free storable food. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has it all. Veteran-owned and operated. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is here for you.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
We are rocking and rolling here. The National Intel Report live Thursday, January 23rd, 2014. I'm your guest host for this broadcast. My name's Ryan Brooks. I host The Sound of Freedom on Saturday nights here at RBN from 10 to midnight Central Time. And if you want to know more about what I do and what I talk about, please check out thesoundoffreedom.info. We're basically just opening up the phone lines here and hearing what you have to say about it as far as veteran suicides. I've been talking about the whole broadcast. If you're just tuning in, why are the veterans killing themselves? Young, old, they're killing themselves across the board. 22 veterans a day. You can count two more during this broadcast alone. One every 65 minutes kills themselves in the USA. Why? And on top of that, what would you say to the veterans? Would you thank them for their service? Or if you could be heard by veterans, what would you tell them? 800-313-9443. Let's go to Craig in Ontario. Craig, thank you so much for holding patiently. What's on your mind tonight?
Thank you, Ryan. I really appreciate the job you're doing and raising the subject. And I think we can agree, because we're listening to RBN and previous callers and yourself, the war is unjust. I'm not military. The most military I ever got was wearing a Boy Scout uniform.
Good for you.
Yeah, I know. Now I know that. But I was raised the whole thing. I wanted to be in Air Force one time and so on and so forth. But I've heard talks of, you know, the rapes going on within the camps in Canada by the soldiers. From an eyewitness. And what I want to say to you men, you poor vets out there, is that they can't forgive themselves, right? A lot of these guys, I know people who have tried to commit suicide, and they get to the point where they can't forgive themselves, unless they're sociopaths and they're not even listening. But, you know, brothers, please seek forgiveness. Talk. You will be forgiven, and it's not your fault. Ryan, you can probably spread more news, but they've been conditioned, they've been lied to, they've been tricked, they've seen and done reprehensible things that they didn't sign up for. They signed up with the most noblest intentions to save their mom, their daughters, their girlfriends, their country. They're doing neither, and so no wonder the poor guys are just turning all that rage in on themselves.
Well, Craig, thank you so much for that thoughtful piece there. I mean, I thank my lucky stars that I did not have to take anybody's life at close range. If I did, it was, I suppose, more the modern way with artillery, from long distance. But I can only imagine what it is like for my brothers in arms, who I'm thinking of, individuals, I see their faces, who told me stories about in Iraq, you know, hey, shoot up that house right there. We've got fire from that house. Shoot it up. 50 cal machine gun. Shoot it up. You go in the house. You find out you just murdered a bunch of women and children. And he has to live with that for the rest of his life, this particular friend of mine I'm thinking of. And I can only imagine the horror that he has trying to sleep, or when he's not drinking himself literally to death. But those are the type of things that they have to live with. And I agree with you. That's why I'm just going to try to keep talking about these veterans' issues more. I'm committing to that myself because somebody's got to do it. And as the last caller brought up, or at the, I believe it was Barb there at the top of the hour, as far as, you know, they want you to go to the VA and tell them you don't feel good. They want you to go there and say you're depressed, or that you're having night terrors, or that you might have PTSD. So then they can hype you up on SSRIs, take away your ability to defend yourself, say that you're not mentally capable of doing so. How do you think it makes someone who had that happen to them feel when they see something like what happened this past Veterans Day, when Northwestern University played a football game wearing jerseys that were USA red, white, and blue with stars on them, and they had blood splattered on them? It wasn't real, of course, but it was to support the troops. How do you think veterans feel when they see that, especially ones who are dealing with the horrors of what they did and what they saw? Have had their weapons taken from them, have been deemed crazy. How do you think that makes them feel? It's such a slap in the face, and that's what our country's doing to thank the troops, putting on football games with blood-splattered jerseys and, you know, putting a ribbon on your car. And I'm not smashing on anyone who puts a ribbon on their car, but just try to think of it. I mean, folks, these veterans, I don't like seeing a yellow ribbon on somebody's car. So great stuff, Craig. I greatly appreciate the call. I got to keep going here just in the interest of time. We got so many great callers here. I want to go to James in Idaho. James, thanks for holding. What's on your mind tonight?
Hi, Ryan. I enlisted in the Navy in the spring of 74 and shipped down to NTC. And while I was there, I had developed a skin conditioning boot, and they pulled me out of ranks and sent me over to Balboa Naval Regional Medical Hospital. And while I was there, found out shortly thereafter that the Gedeon machine was up on the third floor. I was in 36-1 dermatology, and so I went up there, and alongside the canning machine, I looked through the doors, and it was what was called the 1,000-yard stare ward, and I'm just 19, and it broke my heart to sit there and look at these Marines in their blue robes, slippers, on their bunks with their heads down, or shuffling the midship down the aisle with no arm swing, and I mean, it got to the point where it was like almost every day either jumping off the roof or cutting their throats. And I asked the corpsman, I said, well, you know, like, why are they like that? I'm just a kid, right?
Yeah.
And he told me about the types of medication that they were on, mm-hmm. and what they had seen. And I go to present day, just a few years back, I had a battle with the bottle, and community health put me on this SSRI called Celexa, which I took for about a year. And it makes you a zombie. And I didn't like it because it did everything, including it affected your libido, so I stopped it all at once.
Right.
And even my family said that I was just not myself. I was like a zombie, put you in this la-la land. But when I quit it, I didn't do it with my doctor's permission. I just stopped all at once. And it just put me into a whole other world, just like a mania.
Like where a psychotic
break. I was just acting like a nut.
Right.
And I'm convinced that the reason that you've got the vet suicides today at the rate is because of SSRIs.
Well,
I'm
not going to argue with you there. I mean, again, folks, CBS, this investigation they did in October 2013, accidental narcotic overdoses among veterans, 33% higher than non-veterans, and over the past 11 years, narcotic prescriptions are up 259% at the VA. I cannot tell you, James, how many guys I knew when I was in. I used to have an NCO who is not with us anymore, who would brag about how easy it is to get Cialis, which is like Viagra, and he thought it was
right.
funny. So he'd just say, hey, I just tell him, you know, I have man problems, and they give him Cialis. They give you medicine for anything, and it's almost encouraged, you know, like, oh, you can't sleep on the way home from Afghanistan? Take a bunch of sleeping pills. I can't think of the name of it now, but extremely strong stuff. The stuff
I
that
think
if
they're doing it now because they want to eliminate the potential freedom fighter here on good old U.S. soil. You know what I mean?
I agree with that wholeheartedly, because you know what the difference is between a lot of veterans who have seen combat and the average American who doesn't know what it's like to be shot at or to taste blood or see these horrible things? It's that Homeland Security and those poor, poor, old, decrepit people who work for the TSA, they don't scare veterans because we look at them tactically like, wow, you guys aren't even holding your weapons right. This guy is a physical fitness failure. Look at this group of people walking down the street in Watertown, Massachusetts. If there was one guy who knew what he was doing, and I'm not endorsing that NSA, by the way, there's one guy who knew what he's doing. He could take out the whole squad. Homeland Security, all these government goons that scare the population, they don't scare veterans. They're a joke. So I concur with what you're saying 100%.
I tell any young military guy that I see, I just flat out say, hey, you know, your next battle is going to be right here. And, you know, they look at me with kind of like, they know it.
Yeah, yeah, and I think we're getting closer to this reality of the changes that are going to be coming and are coming in this country, James, and that's a whole other topic with economic collapse, the societal decay in this nation. We're the most violent. We're on more antidepressants than any other country in the world. We have arrogance. We think we're better than everyone, and when that dollar dies, which it's going to do, you better believe this country is going to make what's happening in Iraq and Afghanistan and the entire Middle East look like kid's play.
Hey, Ryan, keep the faith, baby.
Hey, James, thank you so much for your call. Jonathan, Robin, Steve, and Renee, we're going to get to you guys. Just hold with me here. We've got to take the bottom of the hour break. We're going to be right back. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your guest host, Ryan Brooks. Stay with us.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver. All sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne, Glucosamine Chondroitin, Sea Cucumber, Colloidal Minerals, Superfam, and Super Male Plex, Colon Enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website, by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Are you prepared? Really, are you prepared? Times aren't getting any better. Everything everywhere is getting tighter. Time for you to look out for the ones you care about. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has everything you need for any event that might come your way. First aid kits, camping gear, training books, self-defense equipment, long shelf life, GMO-free storable food. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has it all. Veteran-owned and operated. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is here for you.
Do you have a product or service that you'd like to advertise on the Republic Broadcasting Network? Do you want to support one of the original Truth Radio networks in existence while getting your company heard across the globe? Right now, RBN is having a holiday special on all of our advertising packages and providing free commercial production to get you started. Call 800-724-2719, extension 111 today. That's 800-724-2719, extension 111, or email powers@republicbroadcasting.org.
I've said it a few times during tonight's broadcast. And during this show alone, two veterans have killed themselves. 8,000 veterans kill themselves every year, 22 veterans a day. I was going to tell my audience on Saturday that's about 154 a week from the last time I was on the air, but we're only halfway there. I'm not good at math. I'm not going to embarrass myself trying to do it live on the air. But the fact is, folks, it gets worse, if you can believe it. That figure, released by the Department of Veterans Affairs in February of 2013, is based on the agency's own data and numbers reported by only 21 states. Those states represent only about 40% of the U.S. population. So based off of 21 states and 40% of the U.S. population, they know 22 veterans are killing themselves a day, two or one every 65 minutes. 8,000 a year, and that's not even including the two largest states, California and Texas, or the fifth largest state, Illinois. They don't even make their data available. So people like Levi Derby, who hanged himself in his grandmother's garage in Illinois on April 5th, 2007, was not counted. He was haunted, according to his mother, by an Afghan child's death. He handed the girl a bottle of water, and when she came forward to take it, she stepped on a landmine. When Derby returned home, he locked himself in a motel room for days. His mother saw a vacant stare in her son's eyes, and a while later, Derby was then called up for a tour of Iraq. He said he did not want to kill again. He went AWOL and finally agreed to an other than honorable discharge. He took his own life on April 5th, 2007, and that is not in the suicide numbers because Illinois doesn't count veteran suicides. Just wanted to get that out there. I want to thank all the callers for holding patiently. Let's go to Jonathan in Tennessee. Jonathan, thank you so much for hanging in there with me. What's on your mind tonight?
How you doing, brother? I just wanted to say I served in Ramadi at 2005 as 11 Bravo, and I got out for 2 years and came back in the Tennessee National Guard. And I'm ETSing soon, and so far they labeled me as disgruntled on my ETS board. I had to sit in front of my lieutenant, my squad leader, and my platoon sergeant. I reclassed as a 19 Delta Scout.
Okay.
And on my ETS paperwork, it asked, why do you want to get out? And I thought it'd be funny, and I wrote, did not find any weapons of mass destruction, ? Did you?
Ooh.
I'm kind of known as the conspiracy kook, and I may try to get everybody awake and to question what's going on. Mm-hmm. And I requested to speak to my one star, and I was going to ask, what document or what format, what is something I can show him I could slap on his table and say, sir, you need to read this and to see if he's even awake or not?
Well, I would start off just off the top of my head, Jonathan, would be the book by General Smedley Butler, War is a Racket.
Yes.
General Smedley Butler, I'm sure many people listening understand, he is the most decorated Marine Corps veteran in the history of the Marine Corps. It's my understanding Marines are told about how great of a general he was. However, they are never told about all the things he said about war being a racket, being a gangster for capitalism, all wars are bankers' wars. So I suppose if I was in your shoes, I would attempt to maybe give him that book or maybe bring up that topic to see. But I feel like you're kind of walking a fine line, and I think you kind of get that too, as far as you don't want to push it too far because they'll label you with all these things, and when you get out, you'll be in... be watched and all kinds of other things. Good luck trying to get a firearm and so on and so forth.
I understand, but the thing is, if not enough set of veterans stand up to verbally to speak out what truth is, then we won't be able to accomplish any mission. And for them to consider themselves scouts and not observe the world around them sickens me.
Well said. I agree.
Yes, and I just want to let you know that any of the veterans who are, you know, no matter what their age are, if they're listening to this, you know, I know there's a lot of pent-up aggression, and it's almost like you kind of want it to just start happening. The wait before the action is worse than the action itself, it seems like, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And just be patient, and they'll know when they need to flip that selector switch, but right now is not the time, and doing what I'm trying to do is what we need to do. We need to voice what we got. We need to throw documents in their face. We need to show them, and we'll try to wake them up at the highest level as possible and work its way down.
Well, I'd agree with you there, Jonathan, and thank you for at least remaining strong and keeping calm and collected about it. I know when I was reaching the end of my term in 2011, I went the same direction as you as far as I used to be a high-speed NCO and 300 on my PT test and expert marksman and all of that. I was the rock star NCO, my first sergeant called me. But then I started to learn things about, Building 7, the fact that as soon as I got out, I'd be labeled a terrorist by Homeland Security and all this. So I went to work, and I started talking to soldiers. I started talking to my fellow NCOs. And you better believe I was sick to my stomach at the fact how so many of these soldiers were making fun of me. Like, oh, there's a black helicopter. Oh, you know, just ignorance, childlike behavior. And I'm just thankful that I toned it down a little bit. But I'm sure, Jonathan, that if some of those guys who knew me when I was getting out could hear this show, they would say, wow, he kind of calmed down. Like, maybe I could listen to this. So bottom line, I agree with what you're saying. Just keep doing what you're doing. Keep a level head and maybe bring up that book by General Smedley Butler, War is a Racket. See what that one star thinks about it. Keep up the great work. Thank you so much for your call. I want to go to Robin in California. Robin, thank you so much for holding. What's on your mind tonight? Robin, are you with me? All right, looks like we don't have Robin here. Let's go down to Steve in Florida. Steve, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here, Ryan.
Hey, thank you for holding. I'm trying to make it a quick wait, but just a lot of callers here.
A lot of good calls.
I agree.
On your end there. A lot of good points being brought up. I wanted to point out, there is about an hour-long You could just Google it. It's free. It's called All Wars Are Banker Wars, and either Mike Rivera wrote it or Ryan Dawson, which you don't need to do that, but there's it just goes, you know, all wars are bankers' wars, and it tells you exactly why, and it gives all the examples, and it backs it all up. But, so, you know, it's really, really, really good, I mean, you know, factual thing.
I've seen that on Mike's website, whatreallyhappened.com, all wars are bankers' wars.
Oh, so he wrote it. Yeah,
I did
right.
see it on his
you
website,
need to watch
so.
That.
Thank you for getting that out there. Absolutely. I mean, I get put on the spot, and I just there's so many things to point at, and it's hard for me to maybe put my money on one thing, but you bring up a great point. All wars are bankers' wars, whatreallyhappened.com. There's a great place to start.
You can just Google it, all wars are bankers' wars.
Okay. Even easier.
Right there.
Get on your smartphone
and get
going.
It sort of went viral. But, Ryan, what I was calling about is that there's some kind of a, you were talking about this minimalizing this, the wars and so forth. I happened to see on YouTube there was some kind of a cartoon type thing, and the guy that did it was pretty good as far as, you know, his talent. As far as, you know, animating he was mentally depressed soldier. And I happened to be one of the first ones, I guess, that saw it, and I put a comment. I mean, it was this masculine-looking guy, you know, acting like a little girl and, you know, so forth, and making fun of him. And, I saw that, and I was appalled by it, you know. And I didn't put a comment there just saying, you know, you ought to do something, you know, look at reality. And do something a little bit more productive. Well, you know, with your talents, which I thought would be a popular remark. But see, this is geared toward, like, I would say 12 to 15 year old boys. This game or whatever it is, but clinically depressed soldier. And anyway, for about 6 months, my life was a living hell with messages, hate messages towards me. But I was too serious about it. And why don't I mind my own business? But yeah, anyway, well, you know, they're all snookered. They're all sucked into this stuff. That it's not really real, because we haven't had any wars fought on our soil, and it doesn't seem real to them.
Right, and I got to stop you right there, Steve, just in the interest of time, but you're absolutely right. I cannot tell you, and I came home from R&R, how many of my friends, when I was 23, 24, and they'd want to all hear my war stories and look at pictures of bodies and all these other things on my hard drive, I'd be telling them or asking them at the time, like, do you support the troop push that was coming in 2009? And they just looked at me like, what does that mean? Where are you? You're in somewhere Middle East? Or they have no clue because they don't have to. And I know some people think, well, that's why we need a draft. I'm not for the state drafting anybody, but I think you're right there, Steve. A majority of people just can live their lives and just, yeah, there's no war. It doesn't affect them, and that's how they're able to get away with it for so long.
And it's
Steve,
actually
thank you for
funny.
Your call.
It's actually funny.
They think it's funny, right. Right. And hey, it's another sign of the social decay in this country. Folks, we got to take a quick break. I'm going to get to the rest of the callers and finish up the show. This is RBN. Stay with us.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria, which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
And Veterans of America showed that 30% of service members have considered taking their own life, and 45% said they know an Iraq or Afghanistan veteran who has attempted suicide. The suicide epidemic amongst veterans, amongst active duty military, the complete, utter disregard for, I'm at a loss for words. You look into what happens to these veterans at the VA, over 900,000 waiting to be seen. 900,000 more who have been seen since Iraq and Afghanistan or because of Iraq and Afghanistan. The most medicated fighting force in the history of the world. We still have 47,000 plus soldiers in Afghanistan for who knows what reason. And do most young people even care? Yeah. Whatever, right? Or I suppose you can go to the other side of the spectrum and say, well, they're like Henry Kissinger said, military men are dogs. They should be treated as animals. Where do you think the word dog tags came from? I'm trying to find a happy medium here, being that I am a veteran. I admit I fell for the lie. I'm thankful that I don't have night terrors, that I've never gone to the VA, and that I don't have to. I'm thankful that I have such a wonderful, supportive family who has grown with me as I would come home and tell them stories about what I experienced and how what they once endorsed was a lie, and they too realized they endorsed a lie when they were proud of me for joining. I've dealt with the pain of losing friends. I've dealt with feeling so sad and horrible about what I've done in Afghanistan, and that doesn't even compare to what so many other men and women have had to do or felt was necessary. So here I am, trying to do what I can. If you appreciate this, folks, please do not hesitate to send an email to thesoundoffreedom@hushmail.com. Send an email to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Reach us at republicbroadcasting.org. Hit contact us. Let them know that you appreciate the show. Consider donating to Republic Broadcasting if you appreciate this stuff, because if it wasn't for RBN, you probably wouldn't hear this message in too many other places. You better believe the mainstay corporate media does not want you to hear this message. The powers that shouldn't be, the freaks who are the social engineers and all these other people who specialize in tricking young men and women to go fight their wars, come back mentally and physically broken, and then take everything that was once theirs from them, they don't want you to hear this. They don't want you to know this. And again, that's why I am the number one most likely to be a terrorist and the most number one likely to kill myself. And I don't think you have to worry about either or, folks, because love is the only truth. And I am one lucky guy. Mark my words, I will never, ever, ever succumb to taking my own life. So I just wanted to say that very quickly. I want to thank Robin, Renee, John, and Michelle for hanging in there. We're going to try to get to all of you here with this last segment. Robin in California, we'll try again. Are you with us?
Yes, I am. Ryan, thank you so much for taking my call. I really thank you for putting on this show on behalf of the veterans who are subject to suicidal tendencies. I have a name of a doctor. His name is Mark Millar. He was interviewed by Deanne Spingola last year. He introduced a supplement, a dietary supplement called lithium orotate, O-R-O-T-A-T-E. And he have you heard of him, by the way, Dr.?
Well, name rings a bell, and I believe Barb from Florida brought that up at the top of the hour. That's what she was trying to get out. Mark Millar.
Yeah, so there is a couple of websites. The first one, and this is excellent, because he says on his OperationSetThemFree.com, he says the cure for veteran suicide epidemic comes from supplementation of lithium orotate, and that's why this is so important. I'm looking at his website right now for Operation Set Them Free, and Dr. Millar sent a package of information to General Eric Shinseki, who was maybe still the Secretary of Veterans Affairs, and he got no answer. He sent a follow-up letter later, and he has two sentences, and I would like to read them on air, if I may, very briefly, from his website. He says, Dear General, why didn't you or your staff reply to my 2011 letter regarding the Harvard-discovered solution for 80 to 90% of veteran suicides? Question mark. If lithium orotate were to be prescribed to all veterans with suicidal mood disorders, all of the credible evidence published in medical journals suggest lithium orotate would essentially shut down the present epidemic of veteran suicides, exclamation point, unquote. So I urge veterans who are listening to you, Ryan, to maybe look at that website. And the other one is the lithiumdoctor.com, also by Mark Millar. He's a DC, by the way. He's retired. But he is the promoter of lithium orotate. And this is, he says, an essential trace element that everybody needs in their diet. So I'm
right,
I'm
and it doesn't surprise me if he's a natural health or alternative health expert. He probably is helping people a lot more than these brainwashed people in the medical industrial complex. I greatly appreciate your call, Robin, and I got to let you go just because I want to get all these callers in with the last segment. But I'm looking at it, opsetthemfree.com, folks. Send that to the veterans before they go telling the VA everything the VA wants to hear. opsetthemfree.com. Check that out. You better believe I'm going to be looking into talking with Mr. Mark Millar myself in an attempt to try to get his message out to the audience, to my broadcast. So thank you again for that call, Robin. Let's go to Renee in North Carolina. Renee, thank you for holding. What do you have for us tonight?
Yes, you know, it's hard, you know, real kick to the pride to realize she fell for the bait and switch scheme, you know, and signed up to the military only to find out that, you know, you thought you were marrying Katy Perry and you woke up with the Bride of Frankenstein. You know, instead of killing themselves, you know, they can get involved with, like, Veterans for Peace and stuff. Because, you know, in a way, and be part of the solution, you know, because they're actually kind of suffering from a form of abuse syndrome similar to that of a battered woman. And these people are not going to stop abusing you until you turn around. You don't have to frack them, but you're going to have to stop following their orders and speak truth to power. Because until they do, this is just not going to stop. Because I have all kinds of respect for people like you that are working to be part of the solution in Veterans for Peace. But, you know, I'm kind of really tired of the ones that the only time they can find their vocal cords, I'm not asking them to hurt anybody, but you need to find your vocal cords to speak truth to power instead of only finding them when it's to complain about your benefits. Because this is not going to stop, and you took an oath.
Right. Well, it gets into the entitlement society. We are entitled to everything, and we're told that we are, and a lot of us believe we're entitled to, you know, whatever or what have you, and we definitely see that in the military. So I'm with you there. Renee, thank you so much for the call, and I agree with you. I mean, if veterans out there are having a hard time dealing with things, talking with other veterans helps, but also putting that energy towards something good, like telling your story, working to get out the truth about what's happening in Iraq and Afghanistan for other people to consider before they join. Because I'm a big advocate of individual action, folks. I'm not an advocate of collective action. I think that's a part of the problem, which is given to us. Hey, join this group and we'll save the day. I'm not saying that's what Renee said, but what I am saying, individual action. No matter how bad this has been, no matter how many of us have been fooled generationally for war after war after war, wave that flag, tell us somebody, you know, these bad guys did it and I'm signing up. Well, it starts and stops with the listeners to this show right now. It starts and stops with me right now. My grandfather fell for Pearl Harbor and signed up when he was 17 years old. And if it wasn't for a bar fight in the Philippines, I would not be here today because his submarine was destroyed in the Pacific Ocean. It stops with me. My children will know the truth about the military, and they will never fall for a false flag or this fake patriotism that we are drenched in this country again. And as far as that goes, that's about as best as I can do other than continuing to do this show and get the word out to everybody. Thanks again, Renee. I want to go to John. Michelle, I don't think I'm going to have time for you. John, I think you're the last one to call here. John and Austin, welcome to the broadcast.
Thank you. I'll make this real quick. I suffer from PTSD and also was opiate dependent, not addicted, but dependent, which right. means the doctors made me dependent on opiate medication for pain relief. Gotten off the opiates, you can do this. That is very effective in helping you do this without the withdrawal and with PTSD. There's MDR therapy, there's sleep therapy. Get the help. Don't worry on the VA.
You've got people, right. John, I got to stop you right there. Send me an email at thesoundoffreedom@hushmail.com so I can get your information out to the people. Thank you so much to everybody who participated in the broadcast. Thank you for listening. I'll be live Saturday nights from 10 to midnight right here on RBN. Until then, have a great week, everybody. Don't let them get you down. Love is the only truth. Everything else is illusion. Talk to your family. Talk to your friends. Talk to your neighbors. They need us. We don't need them. Have a great night, everyone. Bye-bye. With finance.